The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Free Beer, Hot Wings. Steve is here. Kelly is here. Let's answer the internet. Steve, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
Are you smarter?
Yes.
By your estimation, than Christopher Columbus? If the two of you could be taken and given some sort of test that would measure your intelligence and smarts, are you smarter than Christopher Columbus?
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why?
He was off by like an entire continent.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Where did he think he landed? Cuba or something?
He thought he landed in the Indies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm smarter than him.
Yeah.
I have so much more worldly experience than him.
Kelly, are you smarter than Christopher Columbus?
Yeah, based on just how, you know, based on like the knowledge we have about the world now and how he didn't, you know, have like Google Earth to be able to see that he was going in the very wrong direction. From
idiot could have just taken a plane.
I do feel like I have an unfair advantage. However, I could never sail a ship like he did. And I'm not even necessarily sure he did. Maybe he just had some other people working for him. But no, I'm definitely smarter than him for sure.
How big are you smarter than Christopher Columbus?
I mean, if it's head-to-head sailing, then definitely not.
Are you smarter than
the general world?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you smarter than Leonardo da Vinci?
Oh, God, no. That guy was a genius.
Mastermind?
Yeah.
Just checking.
He was a sculptor, inventor, painter. I mean, architect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not smarter than Da Vinci was.
Hawings, back when you used to go to the club, when was the last time you were at the club? Last weekend?
At any type of an actual club.
Yeah, like a dance club, not like a dinner club.
It would be a car club.
For Hot Wings, it would be a supper club.
Supper club. That's what I was looking for.
I love the supper club.
Country club.
So, Hot Wings, the last time you were at the club and you were grinding on a girl.
That was probably Knoxville. It was probably Banana Joe's.
Oh, man.
I mean, it was a long time ago.
What did you do if you began to get engorged while you were grinding on a girl? Did you just keep going? Or did you try to hide it?
No, you wouldn't try to hide it. You wouldn't try to mash it in there, but
there's a whole song about this.
But yeah, you want to be a little subtle about it, but no, you don't totally hide that. I mean,
Kelly, was that a compliment if that ever happened? Did you ever go to a club?
Oh yeah, I used to love going to clubs. You kidding me?
I know you went to clubs.
Oh my God, Kelly clubbed. But yeah, no, there's a whole song about what y'all are talking about. Step back, get dancing kind of close. I feel a little poke, coming through on you. Y'all don't remember that?
Well, you know, I probably didn't listen to the same genres as you.
You felt it, but ooh, you know I can't help it.
Okay, the last time I was a regular club goer, like MC Hammer was popular. So
they were still playing that Cotton Eye Joe song.
Yeah.
Get out of the way, Cotton Eye Joe.
All you got to do to get a little torqued in the club is just sing that song into a girl's ear. She'll love it.
So it's been a little while, but.
Steve, what about you?
I would let that thing go.
When you were grinding on somebody back at Monmouth, is that the last time you were at a club?
Probably.
When you were a Monmouth Blue Hawk?
Just the Hawks, thank you very much.
They wear blue.
They do?
I don't know. You should know. Yeah,
they do.
When you got one, just show it off.
Probably
or
not.
Or did you go, my pee-pee feels funny?
Oh, my God.
Mommy, something's happening.
I'm in public. What do I do? These tiny hands can't mask this. Oh, no.
No one gave me a math problem. That's usually the trigger.
I got to lose this by thinking about my mom's password.
Steven, were you thinking about me in the club again?
Oh, no. It's Steven's Bona.
Oh.
Bona.
Bona.
Steve, I'm sorry that a lot of that happened.
That's okay.
Man. That really never happened, though, as a girl in the club.
You never got a rager.
Never got a rager in the club, guys. No, I don't think I ever remember a guy having a rager in the club.
That doesn't say much about you. Were you wearing your rainbow-striped toe socks?
Yeah, looking like rainbow bright.
I'm not going to lie. It's hard to keep from having one back then. Like, as soon as you pass the bouncer, I look like I'm looking for water with a divining rod.
I got no boners in the club. None. I guess Pippi Longstocking in the club's not cool.
No boners in the club sounds like.
Man, that's really saying something. Because even like the permanent
like
markers
the
on my
remix.
Even the permanent markers on my hands would get boners.
It's like the remix to 50 Cent in the club.
Man, early what did I learn?
Yeah,
Kelly never made a boner at the club.
Hey, shawty.
It's my boner.
Boy, this next one, I'll just give it to anybody randomly. Kelly, at what age should you give up on saving yourself for the right person?
You know, I'm glad you asked me, because I think it's important that you save yourself for marriage. It's important that both of you are total virgins when you are in the marital bed. No, give it up whenever you feel like it. Personally, 17.
Hot Wings.
Yeah.
The next time you and somebody go to Pound Town.
Okay.
You get to have any coach from any sport standing next to you, urging you on. But also, when I say you get to, I also mean you have to.
Oh, I got mine.
Which coach?
Oh, boy. Okay. Which coach from a sport coaching me through my next big humping experience? I think I'm going to go with Lou Holtz.
Well, certainly would help make things wet.
Right. Exactly. In case there's any nerves or anything, or maybe it's just a little bit of a dry spell, then you know that you got that going. You got the lube from Lou Holtz.
Kelly, who would you pick?
Richard Simmons. I feel like he would be.
Not a traditional coach.
He's a coach of a sport.
He's a fitness coach.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a fitness coach.
Yeah, you thought out of the box on that.
Yeah,
got me.
Yeah, I was thinking to myself, who would I like to be cheering me on? Obviously, Richard Simmons.
Yeah, okay,
I
mean, full of motivation.
I know.
Yeah, that one would be tough. Although, I don't know.
And those candy cane short shorts aren't going to be a problem.
I know.
Steve, who are you getting?
The we don't need no meows. We don't need no cats guy.
Yeah, right from formerly Coastal Carolina.
Yeah.
I take it back. I want the guy who said, I'm a man, I'm 40.
Oh, Mike Gundy?
Yeah, I want that guy. I want that guy.
I would probably take Bill Belichick. He's just going to mumble in the corner, and it's probably the same sounds I make.
No, I think he's pretty intense on the sidelines.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I think he probably
there in his hoodie
is.
Looking mad at me.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's pretty much my face in the mirror every time.
See, that's why you need a Richard Simmons. He's going to be over there doing those side-to-sides, clapping and cheering you on.
See, yeah, I like the idea of Mike Gundy going, you got this, man. You can do this. You're a man. You're 50. You're not fat. Yeah, you're not fat.
Right. Steve, yeah. Which female would you like to give a pair of balls so you could kick her in them?
What
the hell?
What?
Who does that?
Yeah.
Oh, somebody said Ted Lasso. That'd be good.
Oh, yeah. That
would
be good.
I would so believe.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. What's the other guy's name, though, with the jet black hair? Who's
Nate.
Nate.
No,
Nate
not
great.
Nate. No, yeah. not Nate.
Kelly choose Nate. That no. jerk. He sucks.
I'm talking about the hot one.
No, you're talking about the filthy mouth
yeah.
former player.
Roy Kent.
Him.
Oh, Roy Kent. Kent. Yeah.
Roy Kent. Oh, yeah. Roy, Kent. Roy Kent. Roy
He's
Kent.
Here.
He goes
He's
in the coach. And, yeah, I changed
where?
My mind. I want Roy Kent in the room.
Somebody
Roy
said
Kent for
Bobby
Halloween
Knight.
Last year.
That'd be terrifying.
Yeah, especially because he's dead.
Bobby Knight's not dead.
He's not?
No.
That guy's still alive?
Yes. He didn't look great, God. But he wasn't hot before.
Hasn't he had like 91 heart attacks?
I don't think so.
That's amazing. Maybe, well, I guess I if you always release all your steam, I guess.
He looks like, I mean, he looks like a giant skin lesion. It does not. That guy should have. He should have mixed in a little sunscreen at some point. You would think he coached baseball.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.